Okie dokie. Hello, folks. Welcome back to the Study Break Podcast. I'm your host, Lucas, and...
I'm your other host, Jake, and today...
No, you're a co-host.
I'm a co-host? We're not both... I'm like your assistant or some shit?
Yeah, you're my Kelly Ripa.
Okay, that's fine.
And I'm Regis Philbin.
Who gets to be Michael when you leave?
It's a good question. I don't know. We'll find someone.
Okay, dope.
Yeah, we have roommates. We'll be fine. I got a few topics I'd like to talk about first. You hear about this Tetris movie that's coming out?
Yeah, I saw that. Apparently, apparently they're making it a trilogy because one movie is not enough.
And do you know who's directing it?
No, I have no idea.
The guy who made Food Fight, the animated movie with Charlie Sheen as a dog.
The guy who made Food Fight is directed? Why would anyone hire him?
I don't know, but the thing that bewilders me even more is that it's going to be a trilogy about Tetris. How is that going to work? What kind of story can you get out of that?
Okay, well, each block is going to get their own movie. Which one do you think is going to be the villain? I think it's going to be the long...
No, because everybody loves that long one. When it comes by, it always completes the set.
Yeah, but I think that's the thing, because people always view him as the hero. It's kind of the idea how, like, you know, Superman?
Uh-huh.
He's a way better villain than he is an actual hero, because he's just so overpowered that, like, the true scope, if you want a good villain, just make them unbelievably powerful so it's a struggle to defeat them.
So who's going to be the loser that becomes the hero in it? Would it be the L piece or that weird T piece?
It's going to be the weird T piece thing, because that thing just pisses me off whenever I get
it. Oh, really?
Playing,
And then I guess the fat comic relief would be the square piece.
Well, of course.
Yeah, played by Kevin James.
Yeah,
Kevin James as the square.
Kevin James, man.
Dude, fucking... We tried to watch Zookeeper, like, a few months ago. We just couldn't do it, man. It was... Ugh, that was rough.
No, like, we were trying to watch a bunch of Kevin James movies. Well, okay, so we watched Zookeeper, then we tried to watch that Netflix one. That one actually wasn't that bad, and I was kind of mad about that.
Oh,
it wasn't necessarily funny, but it had pretty good production quality.
Well,
so.
It's Netflix. Netflix always has good production quality.
Yeah, that's true. Even the Adam Sandler one was good. But did you hear on that Adam Sandler one, the cowboy one? The Ridiculous Six?
Yeah, about the Indian people, like, walked off set for some reason.
Yeah, because Adam Sandler was being a fucking racist to them.
Oh, no. What was he calling them? Indians and
I
stuff?
I don't know, he was doing all kind of racist shit. They kicked him off.
He was probably running around, just, like, walking funny, going...
He was running around telling the same jokes from Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison, because those were the only two good movies that he was in.
Oh, yeah.
No, because I think the thing with Adam Sandler is that... Once he got more creative control on his movies,
they
got
significantly
worse. Because I have a good feeling that if you were to look into it, Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore had almost no input from Adam Sandler put into them. I'm sure he had some, but he didn't. It's like the George Lucas idea of like the more control they gave him, the worse it got. Yeah,
that was... God, fuck George Lucas. He ruined a fucking fantastic series
with
those first three movies.
You know, he ruined it, but I didn't think he realized that he did.
No,
that's the thing. He thought that it was like the greatest thing that he had ever done.
He's like a naive child. He was just like coloring, and it was like really shitty, and he brings it to daddy, and he's like, look at my script. And they're like, wow, this is really nice. We'll put it up on the fridge in theaters.
Yeah, well, you know, he's like surrounded himself with yes men when he made that movie.
Oh, yeah, well, that's not good. We need some more yes men in this world, though. Do you not think?
No.
No?
No, I don't.
You have to be my yes man.
I don't want to be your fucking yes
man.
Okay, we've gone over this. I'm not the co-host, okay?
Wait,
actually, we would both be co-hosts. Okay, fuck that. Cut that.
No, leave that in.
Fine,
fuck
whatever.
You. Also, I'd like to talk about, so we talked about last time a bit about the Andrew Show, a show for white kids.
Yeah.
And, we started watching more of his videos, and, he has quite the theory on, sex ed in schools.
Oh, God, yeah.
Where, he thinks the Jews are behind the teaching sex ed to, I believe he thinks it's first graders, second, third, fourth. And then he goes on to say something along the lines of, and then in fifth grade, they teach you about sex and penetration. And it's just really weird coming from a racist white kid who's probably 8 and talking
who's
about
reading,
penetration.
Yeah, who's reading the script that his father wrote him. No, but like, the best part though about that whole thing is that, so he starts bringing it up, and like for the first For half of these videos that he does, he straight up, like, there's been videos where he just reads a news article and then offers, like, 2 seconds of commentary on it. But on, like, this one, just the way that he introduces the whole thing, I really like how nonchalantly when he blames sex education in schools on the Jews, he goes, and, as we all know...
And rolls his eyes.
He rolls his eyes, goes, and as we all know, the Jews are behind it.
Like, he knows everything, and he's 100% sure that it's the Jews.
Yeah, he says it as if he's, like, reiterating something that everyone already knows.
Well, we do know.
God.
No. But, also, he found this library book in another video about Obama, and whoo, did Andrew not like that. No, because Obama's the Antichrist. And he just goes on to read the entire picture book without showing the pictures. And then at the end of that, you know what he fucking does?
No, I missed that one. What happened on that one?
He pulls out a goddamn violin and just starts playing for no reason. And it was so bad. He is not good at the violin at all.
Okay, so I'm quite, are we sure that this is actually something that was created by the KKK, or is this some sort of art piece? I'm not sure. It's so surreal.
I want it to be a performance art piece, but he has, like, the flag and everything in the background, and his dad's writing the script.
It could be part of it. Maybe his dad's an artist. Maybe he's making a statement.
On what?
Who knows? I don't know. It's art. It doesn't need to
interpret
anything
differently. And speaking of shitty children, can we talk about ball pits real quick?
Dude, ball pits? Well, actually, what happened to ball pits? I don't think they have them anywhere anymore.
Really?
I'm pretty sure that, like, all the, like, Chuck E. Cheese doesn't have ball pits anymore. None of those, like, children's places does.
No,
McDonald's.
I went to one recently.
Really?
Yeah, it was, over summer I went to one with my, cousin, and they had a ball pit there.
How old is your cousin? What were you doing at the Chuck E. Cheese, Lucas?
It wasn't Chuck E. Cheese. It was a thing for 3-year-olds.
Okay, that's different.
Yeah, I was, like, watching her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a very nice day, but
went to pick up some chicks.
Some single moms.
Oh, I wasn't talking about the single moms, knowing you.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, come on, some 3-year-olds are hot.
Holy shit.
I'm not lying. Have you not seen those Gerber commercials? When they're in the Pampers and shit, they're, like, completely naked except for Pampers, and they're girls. How is that not child porn? Oh, with context.
Yeah, I think it's entirely... Yeah, no, that's weird, because they never have, like... Because little, like, babies could just run around shirtless. Actually, I'm pretty sure when I was little... When I was, like, 2 years old, I'm pretty sure, according to my parents, there... I was, like, running around naked in the park across from my house.
Nice! That actually reminds me of a story. There's a old VHS that, it's somewhere in the house now. I don't know where it is. But it's just, like, a compilation of videos of me... And, like, in one of these little things of me is, like, my dad's holding the camera, and I'm running around, and he's like, Lucas, put your pants back on, and we're outside. And I'm just like, no. And so, like, there's just this 3-year-old running with no pants on, completely bare ass, yelling. My dad's saying, Luke, put your pants back on. And I'm just like, no, I'm not doing it.
Dude, little kids are fucking assholes.
But they're great.
According to my mom, I don't ever remember doing this, but I guess one time when I was little around, you know, like the terrible twos and that, in that region, my mom like wanted me to do something or like I wanted food or something and my mom was busy. So she was like, no, you can eat when we have dinner. We're having dinner in 30 minutes. And I was like, no, I don't want it. So apparently in protest, what I did was I pulled down my pants and took a piss on the couch.
Yes!
I was 2 years old.
Yes!
And I took a piss.
You know what? No, that's some territorial shit right there. You showed her who the
marked
alpha male
territory.
Was in the house. Your dad was like, well, I guess we have a new man in the house.
Yeah,
I
was.
Because I can't do that.
I was like always up to like little like shenanigan things when I was little. Like
God.
One time I think we had like one of those like big like massive like tubs of like Utz cheese ball things.
Oh, fuck. I miss those, dude.
I haven't had those in fucking forever.
They're
but, like,
terrible, though.
They are. No, but we had, like, one of those big, massive balls, and, like, my mom was taking a shower or something, and I got, like, a chair, and I put, like, a stool on a chair and got to the cabinet that was, like...
Nice.
It was, like, 6 feet, like, above me. It was, like, 6 feet in the air, right?
Uh-huh.
So, Apparently, I pulled the thing down and I just poured it all over the floor.
Yes.
And then my dog and I ate half the
Awesome. The that dog bowl. Loves you.
Yeah, right.
That actually reminds me of a story of something I did around when I was 4. And let me preface this with my terrible twos lasted from 2 years old to 10 years old.
Holy shit.
I was a problem child.
You're fucking Dennis the Menace, dude.
Dude, look, once they put me on Adderall, everything was got a honky dory. But when I was 4, I was at my aunt's daycare. And she went upstairs to write her stories. It was nap time. And I decided to go into the garage and get a bottle of syrup. And then continue to hold it upside down with the cap open all over her carpet and kitchen floor. And, oh my god, you have never seen the devil until you pour fucking syrup all over a 40-year-old woman's carpet.
Oh my god, it was carpet too?
Dude, it was all over.
Did she have to get a new fucking rug?
Yes.
Holy
it was like
shit.
She had to rip up the carpet and get a new one.
You cost her $1,000, dude.
I know. And I'll tell you what, I got quite the spanking that day. It was not fun. But hey, I wanted some syrup for some reason, and god damn it, did I get it. And so did all the ants and everything else in the house.
God, yeah, little kids are pieces of shit. Wait, what were we talking? We're talking about fucking ball pits before. How did we get on this? No, let's go back. Let's go back to that.
First off, how the fuck do they clean ball pits? How do they do it?
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. I don't think that they do, and that might be why I haven't seen one in a very long time.
Huh.
Those things have got to be just, festering piles of disease.
For MRSA and, pneumonia
okay, first of all, you
shit.
Got, these little kids in it, right? What the little kids do all the time? They,
shit their
and
pants.
Yeah, they shit and piss themselves all the time.
And drool.
And drool.
Blow boogies.
And, their hands are always sticky.
Oh, God. Yeah, why are they always sticky?
Why are little kids' hands always sticky?
What are they doing? It's not even if they didn't have candy or anything, their hands are sticky. There's no reason for it.
It does not. It makes absolutely no sense. Even my little brother, up until, recent years, he'd always, ask to, borrow, play my DS or something. I was little, and I was always really reluctant to give it to him. Not because I thought he was going to break it, but because I'd have to, wash the fucking thing after he was done with it.
Why didn't he just wash his hands before then?
Even if little kids wash their hands, they just secrete sugar residue, dude. It's disgusting.
Well, maybe we should stop feeding them sugar. Maybe we should just stop feeding kids. We don't need them.
That's a good idea.
We have enough
stuff. Actually, better idea. What we do?
Okay,
we're talking about ball pits, right? We just throw the kids in the ball pits,
uh-huh.
like the Romans, and there can be a monster. It'll be kind of It'll be kind of the labyrinth.
Dope.
The Greek labyrinth.
Yeah.
So the kids will just get thrown into the ball pit. They'll have to find, a way to escape. And the ones that get out will be the strong ones. It's kind of the whole, Spartan idea where,
Yeah, let's just start, a child death match.
God.
Let's just do that. Thunderdome, but with 3-year-olds.
Yeah.
Give them guns and shit.
Can we talk about, the weird-ass shit that, people used to do when they had babies in these ancient societies?
Oh, yeah, they would, throw them off cliffs and some shit.
Yeah, no, but that was after, whenever your baby was born, what you did was you took it to the local shaman, and he told you if the gods thought that it was worthy of life, and apparently no one objected to that in any way. You just had this little baby, and the shaman is like, it is not good enough.
Oh, no.
So then you have to go, leave your baby in the woods for, a... No, actually, no, that was a different one. But, you'd, throw the baby off a cliff. And then there was, other ones where, they'd leave a baby in the woods for, 3 days. And if it didn't die, then it was good enough to be a part of that society.
Or it would just be raised by wolves.
Well, that's if you were, one of the cool ones. Only the cool kids got raised by wolves.
I guess we're not cool. Or wait, were you raised by wolves?
I was totally raised by wolves,
yeah?
Dude. Yeah, I remember.
I mean, you do howl a lot.
I remember I was a wee little baby.
Uh-huh.
My father, he took me out to the woods, and he said, you better be one of the strong ones. And I said, whatever you say, pops. I said that to him. I was 0 years old. And I remember it was a cold night. A wolf, it came to try and eat me. And I slapped it in the face. I said, get out of here. Fuck you. And it was like, you know what? He looked at me, because you know little kids can understand what animals say?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if that's true, but I'd like to believe.
It's 100%
okay,
true.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so the wolf, he said...
I still talk to animals.
You fucking Dr. Doolittle over here.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah, so I was talking to this wolf, and I looked at him, and he was like, you know, you're pretty cool. I'll raise you.
You're pretty cool.
Yeah, so he made me a fur coat so I'd look like one of the other wolves, and I became the strongest member of that pack.
Did you wear glasses? Sunglasses, all the time?
I always had sunglasses on. All right. My leather jacket,
Nice.
I was banging all the hot girls all the time.
Wait, how'd they get girls there if you were living with wolves?
I would send the wolves out, and then they would bring me back the girls. And all the girls, they were scared at first, and then they saw me, and they were just like...
Let's do it.
They were like, oh my god, thank god these wolves took me to the coolest man on earth. Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
I remember we were there.
We've fallen since then.
Yeah, dude. No, dude, it was like really cool. Like the wolves I wore, I had my leather jacket, my motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
The wolves that we would always smoke like 11 weeds with the
11?
With the wolves. Dude, back when I was young, I could smoke so many weeds.
Like dandelions and crabgrass?
Yeah, dude, what do you mean I'm talking about?
I was just making sure. I was just wondering because, you know, weed's a term for something illegal.
Dude, I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Okay, yeah. Don't get us in trouble, damn it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We live right next to the RA. She can hear us. If this is recorded evidence.
That when I was 4 years old, I smoked 11 weeds.
Don't say that. He didn't really do that, guys. No.
I was actually 12.
He's a law-abiding citizen.
It was 12. I smoked 12 weeds.
12? God damn.
Yeah.
You have quite the tolerance.
Yeah, dude.
How'd you not get hooked on heroin?
That's a good question, man. I'm not sure. But, speaking of being raised by wolves,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how many people out there have seen this absolutely amazing show brought to us by the Discovery Channel called Alaskan Bush People.
Oh my god, yes.
Now, the premise of this show, it's just fucking bizarre. So, it starts out in the first episode, they're like, the Brown family was recently discovered in the woods of Alaska. Like, as if there was some...
The Bush of Alaska.
As if there were some fringe element. Well, I guess they kind of are, as if they were, like, Sasquatches. Like, recently, the Brown family was discovered.
Well, I mean... looks like a Sasquatch.
Well, he does. After their house was burnt down by the government, they north of Alaska, where they're starting a new life in the Alaskan wilderness. And so basically, it's just this, like, weird-ass family.
There's Bam, Matt, which is the only one with a normal name. There's a total weeaboo,
there's the fucking neckbeard kid.
Snowbird, and Merry Christmas Raindrop Mary Ann or something.
Yeah, the show's, like, fucking bizarre. So, for one thing, these people... They do not look alike at all. They talk with this weird-ass accent, and, like, the styles that each of them have are absolutely bizarre. Like, it looks like, for the show, they got a bunch of actors, gave them, like, some fake accent that, like, a linguist had created, told them they were brothers, and then let them pick out their costumes. And every single person had a different idea of where they wanted to go. The one kid dresses like fucking Van Helsing, and he has like a neck beard.
He's my favorite. But actually, no, my favorite is Bear.
Oh yeah,
Bear.
Bear's like the fucking like feral asshole who runs around in the woods. He loves climbing trees and just like screaming shit. There's this. There was the one thing where they go fishing.
Oh my god!
They don't use fishing poles because you know they live in the bush and
just grab it out of the fucking creek.
So this fucking like mongoloid grabs a fish out of the water, puts it on a rock, and just punches it like six times.
He just punches fish in the face because he says it's more humane to do it that way, to knock them out instead of just letting them suffocate.
No, but dude, the fucking bizarre part, my favorite part about the whole thing though is like the Discovery film crew that's there obviously gets a real kick out of the fact he's punching fish.
Because they show it like every episode.
Yeah, there's like 30 different shots that they got of him punching the fish.
How could they not get shots of that though?
They put all of them in the episode. Like, they were just so entertained. Like,
oh my god, I don't know how you wouldn't be. And then Bear likes to run around the woods like fucking Naruto. Like, jumping on shit and rolling. This family's so fucking bizarre.
You know what that proves to us? Okay, so he runs around like a fucking autist like Naruto in the woods. You know what that tells us? It tells us that is actually just, like, a trait of fucking, like, autismos.
And it's not because they get exposed to anime.
Yeah, it's not because they're exposed to anime. These people have had no exposure to
Naruto
to anime ever in their life. Yet the one kid's a neckbeard, no exposure to media. He's a complete neckbeard.
And yet he's, like, super intelligent, like, engineer and shit.
Yeah.
And he, like, has a katana and cane.
Yeah, the other kid, he, like, as we said, he runs around like Naruto. The other kid, Oh, wait, what's the, there's the one kid that actually seems kind of normal. There's Matt and the other brother. The one brother, yeah, Bam looks like he does not want to be there at all.
Oh, no, he never does. He looks pissed at all times.
He looks so fucking angry that he's choosing to live with his family in the middle of the woods. Because,
I mean, what else would he do? He doesn't have any skills.
He has no marketable skills, so he's been condemned to a life of living in the bush.
If he tried to get a job, he'd be like, oh, so what skills do you have for us? He's like, well, I mean, I can catch a fish with my hands.
Hey, can we see your high school diploma?
What's that?
I went to bush school. What'd you do at bush school? Hunted?
He became a sniper with the fucking rifle and the deer.
It's like, I can build a house out of logs. I'm like, well, this is a salesman position.
Yeah, you're applying to be a telemarketer, so do you know how to talk on the phone? Oh, yeah, I talk good.
God.
And, dude, I think my favorite episode of that is where they do, like, this weird RPG quest, or fetch quest.
Oh, yeah!
Dude, it was the strangest
thing.
The
show seems, like, so unbelievably scripted. Like, it looks almost like the Discovery Channel kidnapped a family that was, like, living in the woods, that was living in, like, a city, took them out to the Alaskan wilderness, and held them at gunpoint, and told them, you're going to survive in the wild without living in...
And then they tried to escape with the fucking boat and Discovery Channel.
They burnt down the house at one point. Then they sank their boat. It's all very mysterious.
Yeah,
isn't it?
There's some sort of weird conspiracy. But back to the fetch quest thing.
Oh, yeah.
It starts off with them needing a generator. So they go to some junkyard, and the guy they have to talk to is my favorite person in the world.
That dude's fucking insane.
Dude, he starts off with telling them the system says I have an aggressive personality.
Not I have an aggressive personality. The system tells me that I have an aggressive personality.
And if that's not the best way to introduce yourself to someone, I don't know what is. Because that just means you're gonna get in trouble with this dude. And he starts yelling at them at one point.
Yeah, he's, like, telling them about how he's been abducted by aliens. He's telling them...
Oh, yeah. And how he's had a life as a blade of grass and shit like that. Guy was weird, but...
Dude's fucking interesting.
But they wanted a fucking generator from him. So then they had to go get logs from some other people. And then they wanted DVDs or VHSs so they could watch some movies. So they go to the bar to get that. They want something else. So it ends up being this whole episode of 40 minutes long of them just going back and forth. And eventually they all the dots.
I think at some point they have to get like a box of like 50 porno DVDs and deliver it to some
dude. DVDs that I have to talk about. I don't think it was porn though. I don't think they know what porn is, because they have sisters, so they just do that.
Oh, God, dude.
Dude, there's no way they don't inbreed.
Even
though they have episodes where they go out and try to hit on ladies.
Oh, my God, to hit on women are, like, the most horrifying thing. So the one dude, like, reads poetry to them, because he's a very kind gentleman.
Yeah, he's a white knight.
My favorite is Bear, though, because the way that Bear hits on women is he's like, yeah, I like climbing trees. You ever climb a tree before?
And they're like, no.
You like digging holes?
Yeah, he tells them he digs holes. Like, that's going to make them get all, like, wet in their pants.
Dude, the ladies love a man
who can dig a hole.
Climb a hole and dig a tree, my man.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
I know that I fucked up and I refuse to fix it.
That's fine by me. You don't have to fix anything.
Okay, good.
We can probably do that in post. You know, you'll switch around the words. It'll sound normal.
It'll sound fucking awful, but I'm gonna do it anyway.
Oh, God. Yeah, speaking of editing, we had quite the fun time at editing the first episode. It took a long time, but I think we got the hang of it now.
Yeah, so we should be able to churn these out a little bit faster from now on. So that's... We're looking forward to that.
Yeah. I'm hoping to keep this going for at least 8 more episodes, because, I mean, we've already made 18 cents off the first episode, so we're pretty much rolling
it
right now.
Yeah, we're basically at the point where pretty soon there's going to be a massive lawsuit over who has the rights to the Study Break podcast. So look forward to that.
Yeah, no, we'll get the FUPA to help us out.
Actually, you know what? Speaking of massive lawsuits and just, like, weird, shady business practices, we were watching The Social Network last weekend,
right? Oh, God. Yeah, it's a really good movie, soundtrack by Trent Reznor and Atticus.
Yeah, that's actually what. Yeah, I'd never seen it before, and that's actually why we started watching it, only because you said that the soundtrack was really good.
Yeah, dude, I love that soundtrack. I can name songs off it: "Bruised and Blue" in the club, fucking the remix of "In the Hall of the Mountain King." Dude, that shit's
that
so
remix
good.
In the Hall of the Mountain King is fucking kick-ass.
Dude, it got a Grammy. Grammy and an Oscar, I believe.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm gonna be honest. Like, I never watched that movie just because I hate Mark Zuckerberg as a general person.
And this movie just made you realize he's an autist and hated him more.
It got to the point where it was just like, oh, he is an asshole. It was, like, really weird, because I always assumed that it was painting him in a good light, but it only does that for, like, half the movie, and then it switches over to, Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, Spider-Man came in.
Yeah, Spider-Man. Yeah, the
Spider-Man's part, like, where's Spider-Man, my money?
Spider-Man beats the hell out of,
Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg, as Mark Zuckerberg's trying to get into his Green Goblin costume, and he...
While the Winklevoss twins watch. Which, can we talk about that? Because the Winklevoss twins are played by one person, Arnold Hammer.
The Winklevoss twins were very uncanny in that movie. That's like my one... I actually kind of feel like that might have been intentional, but like, they're very uncanny because the fact that they're played by the actual same person,
mm-hmm.
it makes it very apparent. Yeah. Because normally in movies where you have like... Because normally like real life twins, even identical twins, mm-hmm. look slightly different enough that you aren't like... You don't feel
like Zach
uncomfortable
and Cody.
About their... Yeah, exactly. Zach and Cody, the most famous twins that have ever lived.
I mean, I can't think of any more popular ones.
Oh, Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger. In the movie Twins.
Oh, is that real?
Yeah, that's real. Actually, we should talk about... For whatever reason, in like the early 90s, there were a couple of movies made starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. I have no idea why this happened. I have no idea who thought that was a good idea.
I think it's a good idea.
And I believe that the first one that came out was called Twins, where Arnold and Danny DeVito find out that they're each other's twins, and then they go on wacky twin adventures. I know nothing about the rest of this movie because I've never taken the time to watch it.
So we're going
to
watch it tonight.
Of course we're going to watch it, but the entire premise is just so bizarre. But the real amazing thing about this is that you thought that premise was bizarre. The second movie that they were in together, called Junior, is a goddamn masterpiece.
I feel like I've seen that.
The plot of Junior is that Arnold Schwarzenegger gets impregnated with Danny DeVito's baby.
Okay, we're watching that tonight.
Yeah,
twins.
I think Danny DeVito's like a scientist or something in it, but it just sounds a lot better if you say that Arnold Schwarzenegger is impregnated with Danny DeVito's baby. Like, why did they make a movie where Arnold Schwarzenegger is pregnant?
I don't know, but that sounds like a great Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode.
They should actually, that would be fucking amazing.
They should get
Arnold on an episode.
I mean, what is he doing now? Nothing. He's with his maid.
He's hosting The Celebrity Apprentice.
Very badly, by the way, okay?
Yeah, that's my favorite. Donnie is not happy about how Arnold is doing with hosting The Apprentice lately.
I bet he assumed that he could still do The Apprentice when he was president.
He assumed that the show was going to get good ratings, even though half the fucking nation hates him. Like, no, they know that he's still involved with it, so no one's going to watch the show because they don't like Donald Trump.
Yeah, but The Celebrity Apprentice is actually a good show.
The Celebrity Apprentice was actually great. I think the last season that they ever did, I believe Gilbert Gottfried was on it. It was amazing.
Oh, God, I want to see that. Also, we had a topic suggested by one of our roommates recently, and it's called this thing Bug Chasers.
Yeah.
Now, it sounds bizarre. It sounds like storm chasing or something, and that's what I kind of thought it was. It was like people looking for insects and shit. Nope, it's not. It's a group of people who get a thrill and an adrenaline rush from having sex with people with HIV and AIDS trying to catch the disease for some reason. And if that makes sense to you, good on you. Go ahead and do it. But I'm totally bewildered by it.
Yeah, no, it's fucking bizarre. So, like, here's my thing. So, I understand more that there are people that have this fascination with actually having sex with the people that have HIV, but what I question more are the people that have HIV that are willing to have unprotected sex with the people that don't have HIV.
Well, don't who you else feel, are they gonna fuck?
Other people with HIV, but you know what I'm saying?
That's not
don't
that
don't
fun.
You feel that you have a responsibility if you have HIV to not transmit that? Okay, because look at it this way. So if this person's a bug chaser, they're obviously like extremely mentally unstable.
Oh yeah.
Do you want to give someone who's actively trying to get HIV? Do you want to give them HIV? Who knows what they might do with that? Because there, you know, there's totally people out there that have HIV that, like, try and infect as many people as possible, right?
Yeah, Charlie Sheen.
Now, he has tiger blood, you idiot.
Oh, you're right. That's how he got it.
I think, you know, I think it's finally time that we bring Charlie Sheen back.
Oh,
it's
my been, God. Winning.
It's been a long... Yeah, exactly. Like, see, like, a couple years after that was over, it was kind of the point where anyone who was still bringing it up at all was just behind the times it was dead. Mm-hmm. But now I think it's been long enough...
That it's funny again.
It's time to resurrect him.
Like how I wear that Coney shirt.
Yeah, let's put him in a movie.
What movie? Quentin Tarantino movie.
No, actually, let's write a movie for him right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
All right.
We're gonna ad lib this. This is crazy. This is coming out of nowhere.
Off the cuff, dog.
Okay. Charlie Sheen is a cop.
Okay.
There's a lot of crime going on. He has a big case.
Okay.
It's insurance fraud.
Oh, holy shit,
this
insurance?
This takes place in 2008, right before the crash. Charlie Sheen has to prevent the recession and the big banks from going under.
It's an alternate universe where Charlie Sheen is... He's back from, like, 10 years in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes back in time to right before the recession happens, mm-hmm. and it's his job to try and stop it from happening.
And he gets into all wacky hijinks with Kevin James, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Kevin Hart.
That's perfect. Okay, so
they're on like the stock floor, and they're like yelling at the people, but like no one can hear them because they're all yelling,
exactly.
Trading
they're,
shit.
They're like one of those like super crews. So okay, so what are all their positions? Charlie Sheen, he's gonna be the looks in the situation, I guess, right?
No, he's gonna be the brains.
That makes sense. Okay, so then we got The Rock. He's definitely the muscle.
Muscle and the looks.
And Kevin Hart is the comic relief.
What does that leave Kevin James?
Kevin James is the hacker.
Yes, yes. I want Kevin James in a trench coat.
Kevin James
and
is
glasses.
He's in a trench coat, and the only times you see him, he looks like fucking Wade from Kim Possible, where he's just in his mysterious like computer room.
And like he's hacking, and it's just like code that comes up. It's fucking command prompt shit.
The whole movie, his face is just caked in orange from like all the Cheeto dust just on him.
Can we talk about how Hollywood portrays hackers and how it's just no way close?
Okay, especially, have you ever seen the movie Hackers?
No.
Oh my God, it's like, you know, like those,
What year did that come out of?
That was like early 90s, so you know, like always in the 90s, there are a lot of like keywords that they use with all the hackers, like, they always have them.
So every time
they show them hacking, it shows them like going to like this digital, like, vector city, like this green vector city.
Like some reboot shit.
Just like, we need to get into the mainframe, but they're uploading an HTTP into our server, and there's like,
oh no.
They're trying to hack the Statue of Liberty. Do you think you can hack this faster? Like, they act like hacking is an active process.
It's not. Jake, I know everything about hacking.
It's not writing code that does it for you that might take a while. You have to actively sit there.
Yeah.
Like, whenever you get hacked by someone, it's because some dude in Russia was sitting at his fucking table and he was just guessing different passwords for like 20 minutes.
Yeah. Can we also talk about how people who on Facebook say you've been hacked because you, left your account
yeah.
login?
Yeah, because that's what hacking is.
That pisses me off. Because that is not hacking. That's just being a shitty friend who's stupid.
I'm just mad that they don't know what hacking is. That's what disturbs me more about the whole situation.
What do you expect? The normies don't understand anything.
Okay, yeah. But so back to that movie we were writing.
I forgot about that.
Okay. So, who's the villain, though? We need a villain. We need a good villain.
Steve Buscemi.
Okay. Good idea. Here's an idea. Steve Buscemi, for whatever reason, at the beginning of the movie, it's him and he's dying, right?
Oh, no.
And he's dying. So they give him a brain transplant into Christopher Walken's body.
Dude, yes. Okay, yes. But here's the twist of the movie. Charlie Sheen doesn't end up saving or preventing the recession. What actually happens is, while trying to prevent this recession, he gets so stressed out, it starts the beginnings of his crazy coked-out binge.
It's actually an origin story to modern-day Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
He started out, it like comes out of nowhere. Halfway through, it cuts and you realize that they were working on that movie right before he lost his mind. And then the fat kid from Two and a Half Men is there, and he says something unfunny.
Well, yeah, that's what Two and a Half Men's about.
And so then we do a time skip.
Didn't he get super Christian and he left the show?
He probably did.
I think he did.
And then, okay, so here's what else we do. At some point, we do a time skip. Time skip. This is for the third act of the movie.
Okay.
Where Charlie Sheen has to defeat Ashton Kutcher.
Yes. Okay, I'm so down with that.
For stealing his identity, Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen
has completely lost his mind now, and he believes that Ashton Kutcher
is the Antichrist.
Because he replaced him on Two and a Half Men. It's like kind of like a Chris Chan obsession. He believes.
Oh yes, dude. We talked about Chris Chan yet?
We've not talked about Chris Chan
dude,
at all.
Dude, that's a whole barrel of worms. I think we mentioned last podcast though that we're gonna do an episode on him.
Because
we have to.
Shelly, what's he been up to lately? I haven't been keeping tabs on him.
Last
recently.
I heard is that he's transitioning to a female.
Okay, yeah, I heard that much.
Okay, his name's Christina Chan now.
Yeah.
And so he pierced his. Taint.
He pierced his fucking taint, dude.
In between his ass and balls, because he thinks that if he had a clitoris, that's where it would be.
Got a grundle piercing.
Yeah, because he thinks that's where his clitoris would be. So he got that. But then, the thing got infected, and it opened up a gash.
Holy
and it was
shit,
just like
dude.
Pus and nasty.
Well, he has a gash now.
But
he's got some...
He says that it's... His soul is bringing out his vagina,
yeah,
and he doesn't think it's an infected wound. He thinks it's a vagina.
Crazy. Lucas, would you plunge into that clunge?
Any day.
Okay, good.
Now, I do not care.
No, like, the weird thing about Christian, so...
But he doesn't like boys.
So he doesn't like boys. So basically, back before all this, he used to hate... gay people, but I guess lesbians were okay.
Yeah, because he's a lesbian now.
He only hated gays, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
The fucking magic talking bear told him, that sent him the message from God, also told him to hate gays.
Well,
I believe that happened.
Who do you think made him hate gays? What do you think happened to him?
It was Ludwig von Berenstein,
whatever
his name was.
Right. I think that was it, too.
It probably was.
No, he's constantly looking for a boyfriend-free girl. For him, because...
Is he still doing that?
I think he is. He's been banned from college campuses.
He's still on his love quest?
He probably is, I think.
Not to be confused with Questlove.
No, but I love Questlove. Fucking... Why'd you have to sidetrack me?
I'm sorry, dude.
No, he's looking for a boyfriend-free girlfriend. He's been banned from a ton of college campuses, so now he just has this blow-up doll... that he has sex with, and I've seen videos of him doing it because for some reason he thought it was a good idea to post it. And the entire time...
He makes, like, these videos and fucking sends them to people that are... Like, you'd think by now he would have realized
that delusional. These
people are trying... That the people trick him and they get him to send weird videos of himself doing autistic shit.
Yeah, he was fucking this sex doll just going, Julie! Julie!
That one's famous.
That's my favorite.
That one's a classic.
And then I think the thing he's most popular for is going into getting banned from GameStop because when they redesigned Sonic, he was really pissed that Sonic's arms were white and he kept trying to fix them. And then when a GameStop employee told him that he can't be doing that and to get out, he pepper sprayed him and he got arrested for assault.
Dude, he is fucking fascinating. I'm gonna be honest. If you haven't seen it, go out and look up on YouTube. Just look up Chris Chan documentary. It was like a senior in high school project that someone did. It'll basically give you an entire rundown of everything that has ever happened in Chris Chan's life. Because it's just fascinating. The amount of information that we have archived about Chris's life.
He's one of the most well-documented figures in the world.
I think ever, right? Because before then, we didn't have the internet. There wasn't all this stuff. Like, we know more about Chris Chan than we do about Hitler.
Or George Washington.
Yeah, then just think about that.
Most figures of him, history, whatever.
He's gonna go down. There's actually an entire section dedicated to him in the Library of Congress.
Oh, dude, I wouldn't be surprised. All his Sonic Chew Archives. Yeah, his Sonic Chew comics are in there.
They're in the safe next to where they keep the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, you think Nicolas Cage has to get these Sonic Chew comics to
plot of the movie. Instead of stealing the Declaration of Independence, he accidentally stole the Sonic Chew comics. Yeah.
And then he becomes autistically obsessed with them and turns into Chris Chan himself. Starts trying to look for a boyfriend-free girl.
It's an origin story to Chris Chan.
Oh, God.
No.
Can we Also, speaking of movies and stuff, Jake and I have had a few ideas for movies as well, and I want to talk about Free at Last.
Okay, yeah, Free at Last is a good one. This one, this one is probably one of our best ones.
Yes, so it's Kevin Hart and Dwayne The Rock Johnson are slaves that were freed by Benedict Cumberbatch, and they're from the South, and they have to work their way up to the North. But in the process of that, they get into a whole bunch of hijinks. You know, they stay with a creepy Quaker family. They have to hide in barrels and shit and, like, go through us.
There's a long white face scene.
They have to have a white face. Dude, they're going to be in white face trying to socialize with these southern belles and all that.
Yeah,
and
the whole time, Kevin James is the villain, and
he could be the bounty hunter.
Yeah, he's the bounty hunter that's been
because he knows they're
free slaves, but until you get to the North, you can't be.
You're still very at risk of
getting captured.
And in the third act, we have Harriet Tubman, played by Madea. Not Tyler Perry, Madea.
Yeah, it's Tyler Perry.
And they take him to the Underground Railroad.
But Madea is playing Harriet Tubman.
So she's like yelling and cursing at them and all that shit. And he's like, oh, you need the Lord. And all that. She's like, look up to the North Star. It'll show you the way. And they go into the Underground Railroad. And then they finally get to the North. And they're like, yo, what's up, Abe Lincoln? And they're like, he's like, yo, hello. And
Abe Lincoln is played by Samuel L. Jackson, nonetheless.
Oh, I'd rather it be Obama if it could.
Yeah, Obama's going to be playing Abraham Lincoln.
Dude, well, I mean...
Barack Obama in whiteface playing Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, my God, yes. Dude, I think whiteface should become a meme.
Yeah, at the end, they'll show up at, like, the aftermath of the Battle of Gettysburg. End up in PA, and they'll be standing there watching Obama as Abraham Lincoln in whiteface delivering the Gettysburg address.
And that's how we end it. End credits.
Yeah. Now, granted, there's some more, like, issues that we gotta, like, hash out within there, but, like, we have a basic outline. Please do not steal this idea.
Yeah, do not steal it, Hollywood. We're watching you.
Yeah. And as with all of our movies, it stars Kevin Hart and Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes, yeah, because what better duo can you possibly have for anything?
Yeah, name a more iconic duo.
Who? Stu and Tommy Pickles.
Okay, that's a pretty good one.
Dylan Lil. Yeah. Love that the name's Lil, by the way. Rugrats was kind of cool.
Rugrats was a weird show, like...
Animation's weird.
It is weird. It's just, I wouldn't say it's the animation, it's the style. Like... The very first season, like, it's so, like, dirty and, like, interesting. Like, just the way that all the characters look. I actually think that's because it's supposed to be from, like, the perspective of, like, a baby. And maybe that's why
they're always looking up.
They're always especially, like, the opening, like, title credits. Like, their mom's hair, like, does all kind of, like, crazy shit. And it's, like weirdly, like, shaky and, like vibrating in it. But, you know, let's be honest. The original Rugrats series was fucking terrible. It was awful, and I hated it. It was dumb, it was stupid, and I don't like it.
And if you like it, you're dumb.
But all grown up, though.
Dude, that's my shit.
Good. You remember, like,
Angelica, she was fire. She looked so hot. Dude, I would take her to the bone zone.
Do you remember Dill, Tommy's little brother? Remember how he was a fucking weirdo?
Oh, yeah, dude, he was like a weeb.
He was like a fucking school shooter kid, dude.
Dude, that shit was scary.
He was a fucking creep.
And then Dylan Lil were just dirty. Yeah. Like, they did some incest. There's no way they did
it. No. They were not the ones doing incest. Remember, really? There was that subplot about how Chucky wanted to fuck his Asian sister? Remember that?
Dude, I feel bad for him because she's adopted, so you totally could. But, I mean, like, you have, like, a Woody Allen thing there.
A Woody Allen thing. Jesus Christ. Yeah, they made ants, actually. Which is totally different from A Bug's Life.
Well, yeah,
Don't get them confused.
Well, no, because Chucky had ants in his pants. Remember?
There is an episode where he's
ants in his pants. He's doing the dance.
He had the weirdest fucking voice, dude.
Dude, I don't even know how to do
it. Also, he was like 2 years older than the rest. He was like a verified toddler, and the rest of them were like
verified
babies.
Toddler. How do you become verified?
I don't know. You just need to, like, contact the toddler board and, like,
gotcha.
If you have enough followers
and enough like sippy cups and all that,
yeah,
dude. You know what? That reminds me. I used sippy cups way longer than I should have.
How old were you when you were using sippy cups, though?
14.
Holy fuck, you used a fucking sippy cup at 14, dude? You fucking autismo.
No, because they're fucking convenient.
You were in fucking middle school, like, sipping your
apple
juice?
I wasn't doing it at, like, school. It was at home.
Because you fucking knew better.
Yeah, I'm not that retarded. God. Have some respect.
You have your helmet on, drinking out of your sippy cup.
Oh God, yeah, it was kind of bad. That sippy cup was, it's seen some dark days.
Yeah, actually, no, you're a badass though, 14 though. So you actually had your sippy cup filled with vodka, because no one's gonna suspect that there's vodka in the sippy cup.
No, they're just gonna be like, why does that kid have it? Or that teen and or, have yeah, a sippy cup?
That and or cyanide, both. Are...
Dude, yeah. Dude, we need to get some cyanide molars just in case something happens.
It's a good idea. Because
the globalists come to get us.
If you told me that Alex Jones had a cyanide molar...
I would totally believe you. There's no way he doesn't at this point. He saw Watchmen and he was like, I need that.
What if you had a cyanide molar and you're one of those people that like grind your teeth while you sleep?
Oh no. Because I do that. I better not get one.
Yeah, you can't get one, dude.
Oh shit. Really wanted a cyanide. Really wanted molar. A
cyanide case. I don't know. I feel like
having, I would play with it all the
I
time.
Feel like having, I feel like having a cyanide molar is like a is a dangerous thing. Like one, like the How odds of the odds of accidentally killing yourself if you have a cyanide molar are pretty high. But also the odds of like just if you're ever feeling too down one day and you just decide
it's
too readily available to you.
Yeah. So we probably shouldn't have it as college students then.
No, dude, I'll get the straight, it's fine. You can get one, I'll get the straight A's.
Dude, that's fine by me. That sounds like a fair trade-off.
Okay, dude.
Alright, guys. Well, thanks for listening to the Study Break Podcast, Episode 2. Glad to have you guys back, and we look forward to doing this again next week. You got anything to say to the audience?
Thanks for everyone for listening. We're just going to keep the ball rolling, try out some new things a couple of times. We're still trying to get a feel for what the exact form of this podcast is going to be. You know, it's just going to be us shooting the shit, but we might want to do different subjects at different times, some different segments. So we're just going to kind of see where this takes us. If you like it, you're listening, you have any suggestions, just... hit us up with a comment and
like and subscribe.
Comment.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
5 stars. What is up, YouTube?
Yes, dog. Slam that motherfucking like button. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Peace.
Peace.